evening. Tonight, Lady Esther, with a sense of deep privilege, presents the Screen Guild players in Robert E. Sherwood's beautiful play, Waterloo Bridge. It stars Barbara Stanwyck as Myra, Robert Taylor as Roy, and Isabel Jewell as Kitty. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Waterloo Bridge.
Waterloo Bridge, at night in the fog. The road almost smothered by the heavy mist, the overhead lamps almost blotted out. The jumbled noise of London almost stilled. I walk here often in the fog, alone. And yet not quite alone, for sometimes I can hear her voice.
I love you, Roy. I always have. I always will.
It was a long time ago, remember, Myra?
1917, in the spring.
I was going back to France the next day. I'd been home on leave, and I'd stopped on the bridge for one last look at London.
Yes. Kitty and I had noticed you standing there by the rail. In fact, I might have wondered about you, except that just then... Oh, Kitty, it's an air raid. What should we do?
We'll run for it, naturally.
Where?
Better hurry, miss. The underground station.
Oh, thank you, Captain. I had no idea where...
This is no time for pretty speeches, Myra. Come on.
Kitty, wait. Wait for me. I'm coming. Oh, dear, this stupid bag of mine. The lock always opens.
You'll have to hurry, miss. Here, your lipstick, powder, comb. I think that's all.
Oh, no, wait. My lucky charm. It must be here somewhere. Here it is. I've got it.
You little fool. Are you tired of living?
But I've had it for years. It brings me luck.
Like that?
Oh, dear. Captain, would it be very unmilitary to run?
I think I'm just about to find out. Come on. Warm in here, isn't it? The underground always is when there's a raid.
It's crowded when there isn't a raid.
Well, we might as well make the best of it. Cigarette?
No, thanks.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have offered it.
Why not?
Well, you're rather young. School, aren't you?
School?
Am I being funny?
Oh, look at that poster over there on the wall.
Madame Olga and her petite Russian ballet.
Uh-huh, that's my school.
You don't mean you're a dancer?
Sometimes Madame Olga wonders.
You mean you can pirouette and all that sort of thing?
Certainly. I can do entrechaussées.
Again, please?
I can cross my feet 6 times in midair.
Really? I suppose that's good for the muscles of the... good for the muscles, huh? Makes them bulge like a strong man's.
Not necessarily. Don't you think my legs are nice?
Yes, of course, beautiful.
But we do have to train like athletes. Madame Olga believes in rigid discipline.
Sounds just like the army.
Well, I'm sure we have a lot in common. Are you home on leave?
Well, I have been. My home's in Scotland.
And now you're going back to France?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. This awful war...
I suppose it is. Yet there's excitement in it, too. The fascination of the unknown. What we're both facing at this instant.
We face the unknown in peacetime, too.
Yeah, in a way. You're rather matter of fact.
And you're rather romantic.
There it is, the all clear. Roddy Yarman's gone out to his feet.
There's the all clear. Afraid it's over, miss.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Never enjoyed an air raid more. Shall we go now or wait for the next?
Well, it's tempting, but I have a performance tonight.
Well, then I'll get you a cab.
Thank you.
Think I'd better carry your bag?
Oh, no. I only drop it in emergencies.
Well, I hope I'm around the next time it happens.
Yes, that's not very likely, is it?
Why not? I'll arrange it with the War Office. Anything for morale, you know.
Oh, I do hope you get back safe and sound. Here, take this with you.
What's your good luck charm?
Please, maybe it will bring you good luck.
I can't. It means so much to you.
Oh, you need it more. Please, to humor me.
Really, it's wonderfully kind of you. If there were some way I could show my thanks,
but... Oh, it's very simple, Captain. Just get me a cab.
Have you got your makeup off yet? Myra? Look, darling, you'd better come out of that dream. Madame Olga was furious about the way you danced tonight.
It's such a shame, Kitty. I'll never see him again.
But didn't you notice how she was glaring?
And he was so attractive in his uniform.
You know, tomorrow she'll give us all a tongue
lashing. And he was charming, too. Not forward at all. And when he smiled, he seemed
to... Myra, for heaven's sakes, grow up. You met a man in a rage. You talked, you said goodbye. The chances are you'll never see him again.
Just a moment. Yes?
Chappie come to the stage door, miss. Left a note for you, he did.
For me? Oh, thanks.
Quite welcome, miss.
Well, don't just stand there, Myra. Let me in on it. Who's it from? Who sent you the note?
Oh, Kitty, he came back. He was at the performance.
Who?
The one I told you about, the captain. He wants me to meet him for late supper.
Oh, Myra, you can't. You know the rules. No boyfriends, no late hours, no rich foods.
Where are you going to meet him, darling?
At the Candlelight Club.
It's nice here, don't you think? Do you like the place?
Oh, yes, very much.
Well, so much for that. Now then, what do dancers eat?
Oh, dull things mostly, nutritious, but non-fattening.
Not tonight. We'll pick something extra rich and indigestible.
Oh.
I know, grouse and chablis. Can a dancer drink a little light wine?
Well, tonight.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's what we'll have. You know, it's just a chance in a million, but I felt I had to see you again. Are you glad?
Yes.
With reservations?
I suppose.
Why?
Well, what's the good of it?
What good's anything? What good's living?
Well, that's a question, too.
You're a strange girl.
Isn't everyone? Isn't everything now with the war and all? Even the two of us, you and I, meeting like this.
That's just what I was going to say. If we'd met in ordinary times, in the ordinary way, we'd just about be telling each other what schools we went to. We're much farther along, don't you think?
Are we?
You know we are. Come on, let's dance. Wonderful dinner, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
May I propose a toast?
Of course.
To you. To us.
To us.
I still don't get it, though, not quite.
Don't get what?
Well, this afternoon when I left you, I couldn't remember what you looked like. Not for the life of me. I thought, was she pretty? Was she ugly? What was she like? I had to go to the theater to find out.
And do you think you'll remember me now?
I think so. I think so for the rest of my life.
Closing time, ladies and gentlemen. The candlelight waltz.
Why, all the lights have gone out.
Yes, all but those candles at the orchestra stand.
And now they're putting those out, too.
One at a time until they're all out. The dance is over.
And then?
Well, sometimes, in the dark, if people like each other, they kiss.
Oh. Aren't you going to ask me to dance?
I'm glad we decided to walk. It made the evening last a little longer. Wonderful, wasn't it?
Yes, and I haven't thanked you yet.
Oh, please don't. When I come back, we'll go there again.
I hope we will.
That'll be our place. That's where we'll always recapture this evening. Do you think we'll ever see each other again?
I think it's doubtful, don't you?
Yes, I suppose it is. I hate for it to end this way. There's so many things I don't understand.
What?
About you. You're so young, so lovely, and so defeatist. I mean, you don't seem to expect much from life.
Well, don't you think I'm right? For example, I met you, I liked you, and now I shall probably never see you again.
Can you really conceive that, our never seeing each other again?
Yes, I can. Well, this is where I live.
Yeah. Nothing to do about it, is there?
Nothing. But to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Myra, dear.
Goodbye, Roy.
Keep well.
You too. Take care of yourself.
Oh, I don't have to worry. I've got your good luck charm. I'll carry it always. Myra.
Yes?
Myra, it's no good. It won't work. We can't fool ourselves. You'll have to marry me.
Oh, Roy, you're crazy.
I know. It's a marvelous sensation.
Roy...
My outfit doesn't sail till noon. We can meet in the morning, St. Matthew's Church.
Oh, please, be sensible.
Not me.
But, Roy, you don't even know me.
I'll discover you. I'll spend the rest of my life doing it.
Darling, it's the war. It's just because you're leaving so soon, because you feel you've got to live your whole life in one day.
No, it isn't, Myra. It's you. It's you. It'll never be anyone else.
But
no quibbling now, no questioning, no doubts. You're going to marry me, and that's final, definite, affirmative. It's got... What's so funny?
Oh, Madame Olga, when she finds out... Let me see now. Hat, gloves, kerchief. Oh, Kitty, what else does one wear at one's wedding?
A dress?
Oh, Kitty.
Oh, Myra, for heaven's sake, calm down. Try to get a little sleep.
Oh, I can't. I'm too excited and too happy, darling.
Well, then you might let me get some rest. Madam's ordered an extra rehearsal in the morning for 9:00.
Oh, just because she was annoyed with me. I'm sorry. Oh, Kitty, will we be through in time? I've got to be at the church by 11.
Oh, you'll be there. She never keeps us over an hour.
I just couldn't let anything interfere with
my love at 4 in the morning. Well, come on, answer it.
Hello? Oh, no, darling, I was still awake. What? Oh, no. Oh, but that's terrible. But can't they give you one more day? Oh, yes. Yes, of course, darling, I understand. Yes, I'll be there.
You'll be where? What's happened, Myra?
His orders have been changed. He's leaving early. I'm going to see him off at 9:00.
At 9:00? You have rehearsal.
I'm going to see him off.
Myra, darling, be sensible. If you go to see him off, you'll say goodbye and you'll come back to what? If you miss a rehearsal, you'll be sacked.
I promised him, Kitty. I'm going to see him off.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I don't know if you've already heard it or read about it, but this year brings my 30th anniversary. Yes, 1946 is Lady Esther's 30th anniversary year, and I'm going to celebrate it by doing something nice for you. I'm going to repeat what I did this spring. I'm going to offer again a real anniversary beauty dividend from me to you. When you see it, I think you'll agree. It's a truly unusual money-saving value. Your favorite store has it for you right now, my special 30th anniversary set. And this special set contains a giant-sized jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, enough for months of the finest care you can give your skin. And also you get a boudoir-sized box of Lady Esther face powder in bridal pink, my fascinating new shade that's so flattering to skin of almost every coloring. The giant-sized jar of cream sells regularly for $1.38. The powder sells regularly for 55 cents. Both together represent a value of $1.93. And both are yours. This big $1.93 value is yours for only 98 cents plus tax. You actually save 95 cents. And that is certainly a double value offer too good to miss. Remember, it is Lady Esther four-purpose face cream you receive, plus the exciting new bridal pink shade of Lady Esther face powder. Each the finest aid money can buy to keep your skin looking younger and so romantic. So make a note and don't let yourself forget it. Ask your favorite store for Lady Esther's 30th anniversary package. The big $1.93 value for 98 cents plus tax, on which you save 95 cents.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Waterloo Bridge, starring Isabel Jewell, Barbara Stanwyck, and Robert Taylor.
Waterloo Bridge, lost in the fog. Big Ben tolling in the dark, and as I walk, I can still hear her voice that morning when she said goodbye.
You'll come back, darling. You've got to come back. because I love you, Roy. I always will.
Myra, that was a bad time for you, dear.
You were all that mattered then.
You never even told me that you'd skipped rehearsal.
I hadn't told Madame Olga either. That's why I was sacked. And then Kitty spoke up and told Madame off, and naturally, Madame sacked her, too. Oh, we were so confident at first going out to look for work, until we found there wasn't any work. No dancing jobs. No jobs of any sort for untrained hands. And as the months went by, things got worse and worse until...
Look, Myra, I know you won't like to hear me say this, but why don't you let Roy know?
That we're out of work?
That we're broke, flat broke, that we're living in a third-rate rooming house, eating out of tin.
Oh, Kitty, I couldn't. He'd worry.
All right, so he'd worry, but we wouldn't starve.
Oh, we won't starve. Nobody starves.
I mean, people who starve don't live to tell about it. Oh, Myra, I'm getting scared. I've never been scared before. I don't like it.
Oh, darling. Oh, maybe it is selfish of me not to let Roy know, but I've got a stupid sort of pride about it. Let me wait a little while, Kitty, just a little while longer. Something must turn up.
Sure, the landlady after last month's rent.
Well, I'll handle her. Yes?
Miss Myra Lester?
I'm Miss Lester.
Package for you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Kitty, look, for me.
Something to eat, I hope.
Flowers. Now, who in the world could have... Oh, how lovely.
Roses. They must have cost a pound at least.
And a note from Roy. It's in his handwriting.
A pound, enough to feed us for a week.
Listen, one of my men got leave, so I'm sending these through him. And with them, all my love.
Of course, we could sell those roses to a florist and buy ourselves a good meal. Oh, no, you'd never hear of that. You'd
Kitty,
better...
Kitty, guess what? His mother's coming here.
Here?
To London, and I'm to meet her next Thursday, that little tea shop off the Strand. Oh, Kitty, I told you something would happen. Don't you see, darling, this is it.
This table by the window is very nice. Are you alone, miss?
I'm expecting someone.
Can I bring you a cup of tea while you're waiting?
I don't think so.
Well, perhaps the afternoon paper, miss.
Thank you.
Great victory we had in the Cambrai sector.
Yes, I hear the Americans are moving up.
You know, one thing about victories I've never liked, miss.
What's that?
There's always that column on the front page with the black border.
Yes. He's killed in action. Oh, it's a very long one today.
Strange, isn't it, miss? They're just names to us.
Yes, just names. Second Lieutenant William Allen, Sergeant Roger Bevins, Jr.
Yet, to their dear ones, those very names...
Major Charles Carrington and Captain Roy... Captain Roy!
Oh, I say, miss. I am sorry. Gerald, some brandy. Hurry, she's fainted!
I never knew how I managed to get home. Everything was blank for weeks. Those weeks when Kitty fought so hard and wouldn't let me die. And then slowly I got better and stronger. Slowly I began to think again. To think and wonder. Until that first night when I left our room. When I got back...
Oh, Myra, thank heaven. Well, you silly infant, where have you been in this rain? I've been worried about you. Myra, what's the matter?
How did your show go tonight?
Oh, same as usual. Come on now, let's pop you right into bed.
Have a good house?
So-so. Why?
I went to the theater. You weren't there. They said you weren't in the show.
Oh, well, I didn't want to worry you, Myra. You see, I'm in a different show. It's a cheaper sort.
No, you're not. You haven't got a job. You've never had one. How have we been living?
What difference does it make as long as we live?
Where has the money come from, Kitty? You've got to tell me. Where?
Oh, where do you think? I tried to keep it from you, but... Well, now you know.
You did it for me.
Well, I didn't. I'd have done it anyhow. C'est la guerre. No jobs, no boys who want to marry you. Only soldiers who want to kill a few hours with you because it may be their last.
You did it for me. To get me food and medicine.
I'd sooner have died.
No, you wouldn't. You'd think so, but you wouldn't. You'd want to go on living just as I did. And why not? Why shouldn't we? We're both young. We're both... Oh, Myra. I suppose you think I'm dirt.
Oh, Kitty. Kitty, darling.
Nice evening, miss. Care for a bit of a stroll?
No, thanks.
On the lonely side, miss? Care for a little company?
No, I'm afraid not.
Nice bit of weather, miss. Like a little fan.
Why not? I think I might have killed myself then. Except that so much of me had already died. Died that afternoon when I'd found Roy's name in the casualty lists. And so the weeks dragged by, the months, a whole year, and suddenly the world went mad.
They've quit! The blooming hands have quit! They've signed a blooming armistice!
The armistice. It didn't mean much to me. Only more boys at Waterloo Station. More boys coming home, more boys to wink at, to smile at, to call to and say, "Welcome home, soldier. Welcome home. Hello, Sergeant.
Myra.
Hello, handsome. You think those French girls
Myra.
Are so... Well, Captain, when did you... Roy.
Myra. Myra, it is you, isn't it? It's really you.
Roy.
Wait, let me look at you. I'm not dreaming, am I? I mean, to find you here like this waiting for me, it's a miracle.
You're alive.
Darling, if you knew, I've waited for this moment, planned it all in my mind, and now you're here, and tell me, how did you know I was coming? Did you talk to Mother?
Oh, Roy.
Oh, now, darling, none of that. Chin up now. It's over, Myra. It's all over. We're together again.
You're alive.
Extravagantly.
But I read in the paper...
How could I die when you were waiting for me? I've been in prison camp, best part of a year. That's why I couldn't write to you. I know Mother missed you when she came down. She tried to find you, but you'd moved. What happened? Did you get in touch with her?
No.
You didn't know I was coming?
No.
What are you doing at the station? Looking for a friend?
Yes.
Well, who is he, darling? I insist on knowing.
Oh, no one. A girl, nobody in particular.
I tell you, Myra, it's a miracle to run smack into you like this when you're waiting for nobody in particular. Come on, let's go have some tea. I've got 1,000 questions, darling. Are you still dancing? Have you got a job? Not that it matters, because you're quitting at this instant. I'm not going to let you out of my sight, not until we're married, and until I've taken you up to Mother and...
Roy.
Oh, darling. I'm sorry, you've been through a lot, haven't you?
Roy.
I wasn't there to help you. But I'll make it up to you, I promise. You'll never cry again except for happiness.
If I'd only known that you were alive, that you were in the world.
Come on, young lady, that's over and done with. Now then, I have a program. I'm a man of action. We'll be married at St. Matthew's in the morning, then take the afternoon train to Scotland. I'll telephone Mother that we're coming.
Roy, I can't. I can't.
Why not? Why, there isn't someone else.
No. No, there isn't anyone else.
You still love me? Say it. I want to hear you.
I love you, Roy. I always have. I always will.
Well, then that's all there is to it. Come along now. We'll have some tea, then telephone Mother and... No, wait a minute. First, I'm going to give you a present. Look.
Oh, my lucky charm.
Yes, darling. It's brought me through a lot. Now let's see what it can do for you.
Oh, Kitty, isn't it wonderful? He's alive and back, and he loves me, Kitty. He wants to marry me. Well, but Kitty, aren't you glad? Why don't you say something?
Myra, what can I say?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. I've been thinking, too.
You think it would be dreadful of me, don't you?
Does he know?
No, not yet. But I'm going to tell him.
Well, I wouldn't unless his name is Galahad. And there aren't many Galahads around right now.
Oh, Kitty. You know what you said once. You wanted to live. I love him, Kitty. I'll make him happy. I'll spend my whole life making him happy. And he loves me too, Kitty. He's waited for me. He's come back to me. Oh, please, Kitty. Please, tell me I can go to him. Please.
Oh, I wish I could, Myra. With all my heart, I wish I could.
Look here, cabby, I'm late now. A very important engagement. Can't you try to get through?
Don't think so, Captain. Looks like there's been some trouble up ahead there on the bridge.
Seems a shame. I rush back from France and get held up by a crowd on Waterloo Bridge.
I'm sure she'll wait, sir.
Well, she has so far, but...
ought to get through in a minute now, sir. There comes the bobby now.
Yeah, I wonder what it's all about. Say, Constable, what's the trouble?
Nasty thing, Governor. Very sad. Young girl threw herself in front of a cab. Killed herself, just like that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just going in to report it, I am. And you'd never believe what it was she had in her hand.
What?
It's enough to get you down, it is. Here, look at it, Captain. A lucky charm.
That was a long time ago, a very long time. Still, I come back to Waterloo Bridge and walk here in the fog, alone. And yet not quite alone, for sometimes I can hear her voice.
I love you, Roy. I always have. I always will.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara Stanwyck, Isabel Jewell, and Robert Taylor for a deeply moving story. Believe me, we shall all remember your performances for a long, long time.
Well, Mr. Bradley, we won't forget being here tonight either. An appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players is always one of the highlights of the year for us, because we all know the magnificent work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. We know that work is made largely possible by these programs, and we consider it a privilege to share in it. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Stanwyck. Lady, so many women wrote me they were unable to get one of my 30th anniversary sets last spring that I've decided to repeat my offer. Many waited too long and found their stores completely out of the sets. But this time, if you don't delay, I'm sure you can get one. This special combination set is my beauty dividend to you on my 30th anniversary. It gives you both Lady Esther Face Powder and Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream at a saving of almost half. In my anniversary set, you receive the large-size jar of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream, the size that regularly sells for $1.38. Also, you get the boudoir size 55-cent box of Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. Together, the large jar of Lady Esther Face Cream and the Lady Esther Face Powder represent a value of $1.98. But my anniversary set gives you both for only 98 cents plus tax. In other words, you save 95 cents on these two basic beauty aids that are all you need to look your loveliest. Do go to your favorite store tomorrow and ask for the Lady Esther Anniversary Package. When you see what a great bargain it is, you'll want it as much as I want you to have it.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Aerosmith. It will star Jean Hersholt, Ann Baxter, and Gregory Peck. Be sure to listen. Waterloo Bridge was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence from Harry Cronman's adaptation and was presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Three Wise Fools, starring Margaret O'Brien. Robert Taylor appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, whose current release is the Technicolor musical Holiday in Mexico. Barbara Stanwyck can now be seen in the Hal Wallace production, The Strange Love of Martha Ivers. Isabel Jewell will soon be seen in the RKO radio production, Deadlier Than the Mail. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.